Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
Hi, I'm James, your host, and welcome to CorusmanCast, the official podcast of Corusman, www.corusman.uni.cc,
the core of the Star Wars galaxy.
Right, and welcome to the 41st episode of CorusmanCast. Now, today I'm talking about something that I think is very, very important ever since I read it recently. Now, I have noticed, yes, that this was written in 2005, but I think it is still incredibly important because I don't think many have seen it apart from now, as it has been posted on theforce.net. Well, a link to it anyway. This is an article about the the title is The Complex and Terrifying Reality of Star Wars Fandom, and it's something that's very close to my heart, obviously, and I think it's very true. You can read it, obviously, before you see the show, but I will give you a general gist. This guy has been having arguments with his girlfriend about what he sees in Star Wars. And what he's discovered over the years is that Star Wars fans hate Star Wars. He says that we hate George Lucas because he's too meddling, he can't be trusted with his own galaxy, basically, and he's too greedy and his vision is flawed. Says he hates the original trilogy, including things like Mark Hamill's acting, Boba Fett dying, and the really bad duel between Vader and Obi-Wan, and the fact that stormtroopers cannot fire accurately at all. Also, he says that we don't like the special editions, especially the CG changes, that Han Solo killing Greedo, and the changing of the Ghost of Anakin to Hayden Christensen. You also hate the prequels because of the technology. In fact, it's better than the later original trilogy. The technology is better, yet it's in the past compared to the OT, and just generally quite a lot of it, like Jar Jar Binks. And also we hate Hayden Christensen's acting. He also says we hate the Star Wars TV shows, the comic books, the books, and the games. So basically he's saying we hate everything about Star Wars. And then he says right at the end, but it's the idea of Star Wars. It's the idea of Star Wars that we love, not the actual George Lucas's actual how he's done it, basically. Now a quick word from other podcasts.
On Hoth, an Imperial Walker lumbers towards its destiny.
Yes, Lord Vader. You may start your landing.
Did you hear that? Lord Vader is on his way. Hey! Ow! Pay attention!
Oh, sorry. I was listening to my favorite podcast. It's called Imperial Holonet Radio. They cover the entire Star Wars galaxy, from news to collecting and books. They even spend time covering topics we want to know about.
Where can I find it?
All over! They're online at www.ihnradio.com, on iTunes, and on other podcasting sites.
How can you listen to a podcast? We're storming the Rebel base and blasting soldiers.
I always listen to IHN Radio at work.
Target, maximum firepower.
IHN Radio, exploring the Star Wars universe, one listener at a time.
What happens when two guys get together and talk about whatever comes to their mind?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
A cross between Sonic the Hedgehog and a Pokemon.
It's the
geek monster.
I'm just making sure you're not stupid.
Well, not much, but it can be entertaining. Join your hosts, Robert and Kyle, as they discuss anything from Star Wars to Arnold Schwarzenegger and everything in between.
We're here for an exclusive interview segment with one of the best smugglers in the universe, the one and only Han Solo.
Get out of my butt, you idiot!
It's a chia pet going mad.
Oh my gosh.
Check them out at www.simpletricksandnonsensepodcast.podomatic.com or in iTunes under Simple Tricks and Nonsense. Simple Tricks and Nonsense. The name says it all.
Welcome back. Now, I must agree with quite a lot of this. I definitely think that Star Wars fans do think this, but I, however, disagree with some of it. I really like the OT. I think it was very well executed. The only slight problems was Mark Hamill's acting. And I don't think that Ewoks are a problem. And I just think that actually it is very well done. The thing I also agree with is the way that Boba Fett died and the duel. I think the duel could definitely have been a lot better, but then again, Vader, Dave Prowse, who's playing Vader, was in a very big suit, which is hard to move in, and Alec Guinness wasn't exactly in the prime of his life when he did it. And also, I do not like the way Boba Fett died. I agree with that as well. Although, I think that stormtroopers can't shoot very well doesn't really bother me at all, because I think that's what's needed in these sort of fantasy, sort of fairy tale style movies. The special editions, I like them overall. I like the CG changes. The only thing I don't like is Han Solo killing Greedo in self-defense, like he says on this article here. And I quite like the change with Hayden Christensen in episode 6, because I think it makes continuity far better. It's, I think, a good addition to the OT. Now, going on to the prequel trilogy, now I agree that episode 1 is just a terrible film for Star Wars. I mean, is just bad, with pod racing, Jar Jar Binks, and all the politics, and not much action at all. Episode two, is okay, because it has a lot more action in it. It's got less more faffing about with Jar Jar Binks or anything the politics side, really. But I do absolutely love episode 3. I don't think that episode 3 is anywhere near as bad as any of the prequels. And in fact, I think it's the best of the Star Wars films, actually. Now, I know this is very much going against the grain of fans, but this is what I believe. Obviously, I do mostly agree with the TV stuff. The Ewok Adventures, the infamous holiday special, which, oh yeah, by the way, never actually existed officially, according to George Lucas. Well, I do hate those. But I do not think that Clone Wars, the animated series, is bad at all. I think that is really good. It's funny, it's got a lot of action in it. It very much follows the win-win formula of the original trilogy. Now, unfortunately, I can't say much about comic books because I haven't really read any, but the video games, I slightly disagree with this. I do definitely agree that a fair few of the Star Wars games are rubbish, namely Jedi Power Battles, Episode 3, to name a few. But I do think that the majority of them are actually quite good. Things like the Clone Wars, the Battlefront series, and Empire at War, and others such as Bounty Hunter, and some more. Now, I completely disagree with this guy on Star Wars books. I love the books. I think the Expanded Universe, the books, are just the best. I don't think that you can beat them. I think books are, in some ways, better than the film, because as it is written by people that know and listen to fans what they like and what they don't like about the entire Star Wars saga, the films, they can change it, they can write it in a style so they know that Star Wars fans will like it, and they keep continuity, and they're very good with staying with what other people have written. Overall though, I must agree that to be a Star Wars fan, usually it does really have to come down to you realizing that we do hate Star Wars, you do hate it. Mostly, for the most part, you do dislike quite a fair bit of the implementation of Star Wars. But I think the idea, and in some ways in which it has been executed well, we love the bits that have been executed well. The trouble is, quite a lot of Star Wars has not been well executed, and I'm sorry to say that George Lucas, the maker, has created a fair few of those problems himself. This is James Everett. Thanks for listening. May the Force be with you.
Thank you for listening to Corsican Cast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to Corsican Cast at the.beatmeller.com/CorsicanCast or go to www.corsican.uc. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and its affiliates. Corsican Cast is not affiliated to Lucasfilm in any way.